On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the Hajj pilgrimage is expected to return in full. Cardinal Pell remains controversial even in death, and Jordanian Christians celebrate Christ's baptism.
Cardinal George Pell, the 8th Archbishop of Sydney, had died.
Sydney, Australia's Archbishop paid tribute Wednesday to Cardinal George Pell. The controversial Archbishop died Tuesday. Pell was a one-time financial advisor to Pope Francis. He spent over 400 days in solitary confinement in his native Australia on child sex abuse charges before his convictions were unanimously overturned. Pell was a divisive figure. He lived to see Vatican rivals charged with financial crimes after he worked to reform the church's finances. In Australia, he was a lightning rod for disagreements over whether the church had been properly held to account for historic child sex abuse. It was revealed after his death that he penned a secret memo on his growing concern about what he considered the disaster and catastrophe of the papacy under Pope Francis. Jordanian Catholics prayed for health and peace as they gathered near the eastern bank of the Jordan River Friday to mark the baptism of Jesus Christ. The baptism celebration closes out the liturgical Christmas season among Western churches, where it's celebrated anywhere from January 7th to the 13th. More than 3,000 pilgrims attended the event, where according to Christian tradition, John the Baptist baptized Jesus. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem led prayers at a church located near the eastern bank of the river. UNESCO has declared the area a World Heritage Site of immense religious significance. Saudi Arabia announced that Islam's annual Hajj pilgrimage will return to pre-pandemic levels this year. In previous years, the annual religious commemoration was curtailed over concerns about the coronavirus. The Hajj is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life and represents one of the world's largest gatherings of people. Before the pandemic, the pilgrimage drew millions each year to Islam's sacred city of Mecca. This year, the Hajj begins during the last week of June. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.